You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now I've got the Labour Party leader, Andrew Little, on the phone. How are you doing, Andrew?
Oh, I'm very well, thanks. Just in Christchurch today.
Oh, nice. Cool. So you're there before the Mount Roskill by-election happening this Saturday?
Yeah, I'm back in Mount Roskill tomorrow and we'll be there Saturday and eagerly await the result on Saturday night.
Nice. So can you talk me through what's at stake for the Labour Party in the upcoming by-election?
Well, I mean, it's a seat that we've held. Phil Goff had it for many, many years. And we'd like to continue to hold on to it. So we've got a candidate, Michael Wood, who's lived in the electorate for some years. He's been on the community board there for two terms, so he knows the area, represented it, and knows a lot of the communities. I've probably had 4 days there so far. You get around with him. He's certainly very well received and widely known. So no, this is obviously, it's important to us. We've got the 32 MPs. We want to retain 32 MPs, so we want to hold on to the seat.
So it sort of seems, though, that Labour might have more to lose than National does in this by-election, because if National were to win, it would mean the loss of a strong Labour seat, and also that National will be able to bring in another List MP into Parliament. Are you worried at this potential prospect?
No. What I'm confident about is that we've taken the by-election seriously. We've had an excellent ground campaign and had, you know, literally hundreds of volunteers over the election campaign period itself, down the phone calling, down the door knocking, got the material out there, got the hoardings up, everything that you need to do in a campaign and get your candidate out there and known, we've done, and we've taken nothing for granted. So that's what we're focused on, and we'll see how the voters respond on Saturday.
So something, I don't know, I guess I've found kind of interesting with it is that although Mount Roskill is a pretty safe Labour seat, National has been running quite a strong campaign in support of their candidate, Parmjeet Pamar. Why do you think this is? Do you think that they have a chance in attaining the seat, or that they're just kind of, I guess, trying to keep Labour on their toes?
I'm not quite sure. It could be a combination of both. In the end, we don't kind of spend too much time worrying about what our opponents are doing. We do what we think is right for the campaign and for the electorate and to win the confidence of people. So with having had such a long-standing and high-profile MP representing the electorate up until Phil Goff became the mayor, we've had to work very hard to get Michael's profile up and to say to the people of Mount Roskill, you know, Michael is worthy of your support because he knows the area, knows you, and we are working very hard to win your confidence and to win your vote. So that's the approach we take, and as I say, we'll see what happens on Saturday.
So if Wood is to be successful with winning the seat, he'll have some pretty big shoes to fill left by Phil Goff. So what do you think Wood will bring to the role?
Michael's got his own set of values and interests that he has. I mean, he's very strong kind of Labour values, very strong family values. And, you know, actually, he's worked closely with Phil Goff, but he's got his own sort of political views as well. So he was, you know, Phil, absolutely ardent supporter of not just free trade, but the TPPA. Michael Wood, not so much, for example. So, he thinks for himself, but he's bound by those the very important Labour values of making sure that, you know, people get a fair chance, a fair start in life, a fair go, which is, you know, the basic premise that we always campaign on, I guess.
And so now the National candidate, Parmjeet Pamar, has criticised the Labour Party for having a Pākehā candidate stand, given the electorate's diversity. I'm wondering, what do you make of this criticism?
Well, interesting. I'm sure that this Somali voters, you know, could be critical of the fact that National has chosen an Indian candidate. You know, there were about 46 different ethnicities in the electorate. And I think if you're going to start singling out, you know, ethnicity of a candidate, then you're going to run into big trouble. Because no candidate is going to obviously come out of 46 different ethnicities. It's a silly argument to make. And I have to say, the support that Michael has had from a range of ethnic communities has been fantastic. And I was with him. We met with a group of Indian business people a few weekends ago. They were very supportive of Michael. Didn't think a great deal of Dr. Palmer. So I'm not sure that is an argument that Mount Rossville people are concerned with. They want to know that who they have representing them is a strong advocate for their area, understands their area, and is on top of the issues. And actually, during this by-election campaign, the voters of Mount Rossville haven't heard anything from Palmer on issues like rising crime, the fact that the government took away the community police station, the fact that transport is still chaos and they don't seem to be supportive of light rail, those sorts of things. Michael has been right on top of those issues.
So you think Michael is well in tune with the needs of the different ethnic communities in the Mount Rossville electorate?
whoever is standing to represent Mount Rossville and whoever represents Mount Rossville has to be in tune with the whole variety of ethnic communities who are there, and Michael is, and that's why, you know, I think he'll be well supported.
And so also in the lead up to the by-election, there's been quite a heated back and forth between Wood and Palmer, which at some points has got a little bit personal. Do you think that this may have alienated some voters?
The point at which it got personal is when Panaji Palmer's husband turned up at a meeting and started making comments about Michael Woods' wife. That is just something, you know, in New Zealand politics we've never done, never tolerated. You know, people stand, not their families and not their spouses and their children, and you just keep family out of it. It was Palmer Palmer's campaign that crossed that line. I think they found out from the reaction they got from the public in the days that followed that they'd crossed the line. They haven't done it again. So, no, I think Michael has been very focused on the issues. The issues about crime, the issues about transport, also about housing. He and I, some of the work we did, the door knocking we did, we came across people and overcrowded housing. The big issue is, you know, when is Housing New Zealand going to free up some of the empty houses they've got there so that, you know, people can have a decent standard of living in terms of the housing that they've got.
So you feel pretty confident going into the by-election this Saturday?
Well, we take nothing for granted, but what I am confident of is that we've done everything we can. We've run a great campaign. We've got a great candidate. And it's up to the voters of Mount Rossville to cast their judgment.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.